Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
All right, everyone, welcome to yet another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, named a top 8 podcaster to watch in 2018 by Inc.com and chosen as an icon of influence in the new media space, Justin Schenck is on a mission to teach the world that it isn't about where you come from, it's about the decisions that you make today to catapult yourself to who you want to become. What started out as a way to connect with top people and inspire others has become a way of life for Justin. His podcast, Growth Now, is getting played in over 100 countries every single week, and he's able to make a greater impact than he ever could imagine. He not only speaks to organizations on how to overcome adversity and utilize podcasting to grow your business, but he also helps others launch and grow their own podcasts too. And I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Justin when he was chosen to be an icon of influence and be face-to-face with him and connect with him in person at the New Media Summit. And out of that, this relationship was developed, and I'm so delighted to have you here on the show today. Thanks so much for coming, Justin.
Emerald, thank you so much for having me. I think we're going to have a lot of fun in this conversation, and I appreciate you saying my last name correctly. So many people mess it up, so you were spot on.
Yay, thank God for that. I don't like to be the one that is mangling somebody's name. So what do they call you if they don't call you Justin Schenck?
I mean, I get like Schneck, Schenick, any version of that you can possibly think of, but nobody ever says Schenck. And then I have to tell them it's like a prison Schenck. And it's just like this funny thing, but then they don't forget. It's a little awkward thing to say to somebody, but then they never forget. It resonates forever.
All right. Well, you know, what's interesting, if you're calling, you know, if you have that idea that to help people remember, you think about prison Schenck, the truth is you've actually unshanked yourself, unshackled yourself from the prison of mediocrity and normalcy by becoming this amazing top 8 podcaster to watch. So I want to talk to you about how you got the courage to actually do that. I think courage is one of the main qualities of men on purpose. And I'd like to know where you found the courage and also were able to gird your heart to be able to go after going outside the box.
Yeah. I mean, Emerald, you know, I mean, putting a podcast out there is something that can be intimidating. It can be terrifying to put yourself out there, and what if it fails, and what if I become one of the statistics of like, okay, only 7 episodes in and I'm going to stop doing it, because I think 73% of podcasters do that, and it's scary, right? And so I came up with the podcast idea, and I had a co-host, which almost adds like a cushion for you, right? But more than anything, I would say I was a good 40 plus episodes in before the show even really took off, and I'm talking like very minimal listeners, and so for me, I think the drive behind it, you know, continuing to do it when it wasn't really being successful, was the fact that right before I had launched the podcast, my life kind of hit that rock bottom moment. That was, my mom actually passed away a number of months before, after 20-year pill addiction. And for me, I just felt like I had this purpose to let the world know that, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you're experiencing today. All we can control is moving forward in a positive manner, making the next right decision. And, you know, I saw my mom deal with self-hate her whole entire life and depression and these horrible things that can lead to addiction. And I want to be able to kind of spread the message to the world is like, whoever you are right now, you're beautiful. And whatever you're doing right now is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And if you falter, that's okay. Like, you're able to kind of pick yourself up in any given moment and move forward in a positive manner because you have complete control. And I think sometimes people just need to hear that message. And so the podcast, for the minimal amount of listeners that were when I started for the first year, I'm hoping that I impacted some lives in a positive way. And it's really funny. I think organically it became a podcast, even though it's about growth, it's really about self-love. And how do we conquer that really hard thing of how do we love ourselves? And that was really kind of a tribute to my mom, who was a beautiful woman who just never saw it in herself.
Oh my God. I think that is so beautiful, Justin. And I don't know whether you knew this or not about me, but one of the main reasons that I decided to do the Men on Purpose podcast is because I actually went through many relationships. My dad, who was an alcoholic, my first husband, who was a closet dry alcoholic and a gambler and a thief, and my second husband, who was a drug addicted person, and my son actually went through the addiction journey as well and did every possible thing that you can imagine. And ultimately, he actually ended up in jail because he locked me in the basement and was charged with felony kidnapping because he was threatening to kill me. Wow. And so thankfully, he's out of that. But you know, that was part of my transit into wanting to serve men and really spotlight and put a lot of energy into showing that there are positive, powerful, purposeful men out there on the planet, because I really feel like he did not have the guidance and the kind of models that would have maybe made a different path for him. So you and I share that piece, and I don't know whether you knew that or not, but here it is. So I totally get what it's like to be on one side or the other of an addiction journey, and it does take a lot of courage to be able to extract yourself from that and find clarity. So can you share with our men on purpose, our magnificent men, what it is that you do in your own life, or maybe what the turning point was for you that allowed you to get and keep clarity?
Yeah. I think for me, the biggest thing in my life and the number of things that I went through, you know, that was just one of them. But I think more than anything was realizing what I didn't want was more important than what I did want. And so I think for me, you know, I saw, you know, my mom's addiction problem. And I want to highlight this, with that my mom was the most beautiful person on the planet. But with her addiction problem, my dad spent some time in jail, and his choices, I kind of looked at them. And although they were good parents for a lot of my life, they just made poor personal choices. And so I saw that and I go, I don't want that in my life. What does that look like? I'm not 100% sure at the time, but I knew I didn't want that. And what I decided to do was surround myself with inspiring mentors and people that were able to kind of guide me. And I did that through a number of different types of jobs that I've had in the past before I went down the entrepreneurial path, and just making sure that whoever I was following or whoever I was surrounding myself with, they had the right goals in mind for themselves. And it made me kind of evaluate myself and keep me in check. And as I've leveled up as a person, those friends and those mentors have changed and leveled up. I mean, I've interviewed some incredible people, from reality stars, Super Bowl champions, MMA fighters, who have now become my friends and my mentors. And so because the podcast starts to grow, these people want me in their circles and I want them in my circle because they're able to allow me to kind of level up. And so I think there's a certain sense of, okay, it started with I didn't want that. And now it's become a sense of I don't want complacency. You know, there's a quote, obviously my podcast is called The Growth Now Movement, so I focus a lot on personal and professional growth. But there's a quote that says, if it's not growing, it's dead. And I think complacency is a horrible thing. And one question I've asked a number of times on my podcast is like, what's your happy word? Like, what is your drive? What's your driving force? What makes you happy? And mine is growth, right? And I know that if I'm focused on growth every single day, I'm going to be happy. And some days I fail and some days I succeed. And either way, it's okay, because I focus on a greater good. And that's to become a better person every single day.
Beautiful. So I also have this 7 steps of creating conscious change, and you know, having that clarity and having that courage are part of those steps. And of course, coaching is one of those steps. Another step is checking in. So how do you hold yourself accountable? How do you assess your progress? How do you adjust yourself along the way to align with what you really want? And what I'm hearing is you started by using the repulsion principle, mm-hmm. like you were repelled from that, whatever that thing was over there that was causing all of the dysfunction. But in repelling, you also become attractive. And so what is it that you do to hold yourself accountable, assess your progress, adjust along the way to be aligned with what you want to attract in and bring into your life?
Yeah. So every single day when I lay into, or every single night when I get into bed, I look at my day and I go, what was productive? What wasn't productive? the moments that I was sitting around doing nothing, was it worth it? Was it serving me? And don't get me wrong, sometimes relaxation is serving. I'm not one of those hustle, 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 work 80 hours a day kind of person. But for me, like every single night when I go to bed, I say, what was today like? And if I failed that day, meaning like I had opportunities that I let slip through my fingers, or I could have done more, I could have reached out to more people, more potential clients, or more potential podcast guests, or whatever the case may be, I sit down and I go, okay, well, how could I have done better? What could I have done differently? You know, if I didn't really grow in any way, shape, or form, could I have pushed myself a little bit harder in that workout? Could I have read a couple more pages in the book that I'm reading right now? And then I make sure I focus on that a little bit harder the next day, right? So I actually had somebody on my show, and it's really made me reassess kind of how I look at my day-to-day and my month-to-month and everything like that. And it's really about labeling what's important to you in your life and what's not, and really grading it. I imagine it's kind of close to your 7 steps. And like, so number one is, do I take care of self first? And that sounds really selfish, but if I'm not serving myself and my cup isn't full, I don't have enough to give to other people. And so it's actually the least selfish thing I can do is to make sure that I'm good first. And then the next one's family and loved ones, right? And like, so did I serve them that day? Was I there for them? Was I a good brother? Was I a good uncle? Was I a good boyfriend? Was I good in those realms, right? And then it's business. Did I do something today to kind of grow that? And so as you go down the list, you kind of assess yourself. If I drop the ball one day, I'll make sure I put a little bit more into that cup the next day. And so it's just a simple check every night. Don't beat yourself up. I think sometimes when we fail or we drop the ball, we beat ourselves up a little too much. And then that just becomes a very constant thing. And you're beating yourself up, and then you're just going to fail completely. It's really about just, so if you drop the ball, it's really about learning how to pick it back up and keep going. So those daily check-ins at the end of the day is super important for you.
Beautiful. Well, and you know, I think the most important thing that I extracted out of what you've just said is your main focus is growth. So you do have that measuring stick, right? You can say, did I grow today, or did I, you know, stagnate, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's a pretty clear cut black and white, you know, is it moving forward? Am I growing or am I stagnating? And then you can course correct. So once upon a time, I chose the word peace. And I began to measure everything, like, is this taking me closer to peace or further away from it? So I love that yours is growth, and that it allows you to be clear, right?
It does.
That's a wonderful thing. So I want to take a short break, but before we take the break, I want to just let people know how they can get in touch with you, Justin. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're helping people with, just briefly, and let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So obviously podcasting has become a great thing for me. And I want to help other people kind of build that platform or grow their brand by utilizing this new space called podcasting. And yes, it is still new, even though it's been around for so long. And so what I do is I do podcast coaching, consulting, and production. And I do that in a number of ways. And that's through mastermind groups, or I do that one-on-one coaching or the production, you know. And so if they want to get a hold of me, just go to beginpodcastingnow.com, fill out the form, and I'll actually give them 20 minutes of free coaching. And a lot of times I set the people in the right direction in those 20 minutes, and then they don't need to become a client. It's not about the money for me. It's really about those people building the platform they need to build to really kind of live their purpose. So it's beginpodcastingnow.com, fill out the form, we'll hop on a Skype call.
Beautiful. So thanks to our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had hundreds of downloads ourselves from all over the world. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in, where am I going to pick? I think our listeners in Portugal. We're going to do a shout out to our listeners in Portugal. We'll be right back with Justin, and we're going to ask him about challenges and overcoming adversity when we return.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Justin Shank, who is an Inc.com top 8 podcaster to watch in 2018. He helps people and organizations to overcome adversity, and he also helps them to utilize podcasting to grow their business, to launch and grow their own podcasts at his site, beginpodcastingnow.com. So Justin, overcoming adversity. I mean, obviously having a mom who was addicted to pills is a real challenge. And, you know, being able to extract something really amazing and good out of that is, I just want to give you 5 claps for that. I want to know, I mean, when you overcome major challenges like that, and I've overcome some major challenges myself, when you've overcome those kinds of challenges, what's a big challenge for you now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I think those massive challenges in your life, no matter how long they last or how deep they are, it makes the next one just a bump in the road. And so I do kind of look at it as a blessing. Would I give everything back to have my mom? Sure. But I think the biggest thing in life is that when you have those big things, you have to view it like life is giving you an opportunity, or life is doing this for you and not to you. I think so many times we victimize ourselves and like, oh, why me? And don't get me wrong. Like, I think sometimes when these people come on podcasts as a guest, they sound like the ultimate person. Like, I am not perfect. You know, I drank my face off for months every single night when my mom died. Like, I'm a real person. And it's okay to feel pain. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to really sit down and feel that pain. But it's really about kind of moving forward. And so, yeah, like, has my heart been broken since then by girls? Absolutely. You know, and when you look at life, like, that's traumatizing at times. And so, you know, have there been moments where I'm like, oh shit, how am I going to pay the bills or whatever the case may be? Absolutely. Right. So it's stressful being an entrepreneur, but it's really nothing because I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. I still have an opportunity to fix these things. And so as long as I wake up every morning and I have a good bill of health, like, I'm good. It means I have an opportunity to set the world on fire in a positive way. That sounded really bad, but you know what I meant. And so I have the opportunity to change the world every single day. And so the little hardships that I have to go through, it's well worth it. So it gives me an opportunity to say, hey, you know, I'm here to support you, to help you. And I don't look at the bad as such a bad thing. I think that's the tough part when you victimize yourself. And I just don't do that.
Beautiful. Well, and that's a choice, right? And so men on purpose are conscious about choosing. Like, you chose to not allow your life circumstances to victimize you. You chose to, you know, accept yourself when you were in grieving period of time and allow yourself to do whatever it was that you needed to do for yourself, but then you pulled yourself out of it. So being able to choose, I think, is super, super powerful. And you chose to become successful. You chose to create this podcast. You chose to continue it. You chose to devote yourself and dedicate yourself to it. And so I want to know, like, when we make these choices, sometimes we make choices from a place of, we're not really sure what the hell we're doing, right? We're kind of ignorant, right? Like, oh my God, let's do that. That sounds fun, right? And then we start the process, and then we get into the process, and then our choice is starting to unfold in front of us. And then all of a sudden, your top 8 podcaster to watch in 2018, right? According to Inc. magazine. That is huge, dude. How do you accept your success and allow yourself permission to receive it and then fully bring into fruition what you dreamed or visioned that you wanted? Like, I know sometimes for me, I've had trouble. Like, I've been so caught up in what I'm going to call chasing the dream that I didn't even realize, oh, I'm in it now. Yeah. And, oh, you know, I'm here. I've landed. So can you talk a little bit about how you accept your success and receive it?
Yeah, I can. I don't accept it. So I'm glad you asked that question. So that is actually something that I struggle with. And actually, when I was on Doug Sandler's podcast, he brought that up. He talked about, you know, these accolades, because he was also on that Inc. article. His podcast was too. And so he just had mentioned how, like, when he gets the accolades, he celebrates and he loves it. He's like, yeah, bring it on, baby. You know how he is. And so for me, I was very humble about it. And I think that's just the way I was raised. And it's hard for me because I think the things that I've gone through in life has taught me that tomorrow could all go away. And so I look at my wins, like the Inc. article, and CIO is also listed me as such, and a number of other places. And so I look at them as an opportunity for me to reach more people. It's not about a celebration or boasting of me. It's about creating a platform that I can then go reach other people. Like, the greatest thing about the Inc. article wasn't celebrating what I've done. It was the fact that my audience grew fourfold, right? And so now I have the ability to reach more people in a positive manner. And I don't sell advertising on my podcast. And the reason I do that is because that's my gift to the world. And so it gives me an opportunity to say, I now reach four times the amount of people because of that win than I did before. And so it has nothing to do with me. And whether that hurts me as a businessman or not, I don't know. And I'm sure it does in some way, shape, or form. But I only highlight it because it gives me the opportunity to infect other people with the Growth Now movement, positivity that I'm trying to create with that.
Well, I'm going to challenge you, dude. I hope you are ready for this challenge. I am hearing that part of what you want to advance is self-love. And so I'm going to challenge you to love yourself enough to accept that it's you that actually created that. Are you willing to do that for me today, Justin?
I am. I appreciate that challenge. I love challenges. And you know, it is a hard thing for me to do. It is a hard thing for me to take a step back and realize what I'm doing. And you know, I am blessed to have people like you in my life and my friends who like to point it out to me. And so I will accept your challenge and allow myself to enjoy those accolades.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to transmit to the magnificent men out there that you don't have to be completely selfless and self-sacrificing all the time, and that you can remain humble and at the same time take credit that, yes, you know, this would not exist if you had not put yourself into the saddle and said, yes, I will take up this challenge of creating this movement, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's an important message for me to hear. And so I appreciate that. And hopefully somebody's listening who also needs to hear that. And so I will do my best to live in those moments and truly feel blessed that I'm receiving them.
Yeah. And one of the main reasons why I'm challenging you is because I found myself that I did that, right? I found myself constantly pushing to do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And you know, maybe I'm coming from a few more trips around the sun than you are, Justin, but I will tell you that that is unsustainable in the long term, because it ultimately you will burn out if you don't take the applause, right? Part of the reason why performers, I think, are so successful, the really successful ones, is that they welcome the applause. They welcome the energy, the juice, the celebration of their accomplishment. So yeah. I'm going to ask you another question, and that is, when do you celebrate, and how do you celebrate, and what do you celebrate? And I want to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, I celebrate happiness. When I feel super happy is when I tend to do the best job at filling my own cup. So I celebrate those times of like joy, you know, when I'm surrounded by my family and my friends, and just understand that I'm blessed to be the person that they want to be around. And I think that's my biggest win. Like, I've never been somebody who's driven by money or successes in that manner, but I am driven by love and support from loved ones, right? And so I think that that's probably the biggest moment for me of celebration is like, so my family lives in New Jersey, I live in Pennsylvania. And so my greatest moments are after an amazing weekend with them, and I'm driving home and I allow myself to realize that I'm really blessed, right? And I celebrate those moments. And so maybe I do celebrate a little bit, but maybe not on the business side, but I celebrate the love of family, because that's what it's all about for me. And maybe not for everybody, but for me, that is a massive thing for me. And I feel blessed every single day to have them.
Sure. Well, I'm going to drop this into your pond, Justin. Perhaps your Growth Now movement is another extension of family, right? So maybe you can take that beautiful capacity that you have to celebrate your closest family members and translate it into your business as well.
I like that. I like that idea for sure.
Yeah. Because, hey, there's more love is more love, right? I love more love. And I love putting as much love out into the world as we possibly can, because we need to have that happening. I think self-love and all of that. So I got one final question for you, Justin. And that is, I really feel like Men on Purpose are called. And so I'd love to have you talk about the call and how you experienced the call. How you deliver on your call is your podcast. Mm-hmm. But how did you experience the call to start serving in the area of growth and personal development?
Yeah, so that's actually a longer answer than you. It's not one moment. So when I was 19 years old, I worked for a direct sales company and I did really, really well and became a manager with the company. And I led a team of 150 plus sales reps. And at the end of the one summer, I had a kid come up to me, a kid, he was probably older than me at the time. Nobody knew how young I was, even though I probably looked 13. So he came up to me at the end of that summer and he said, you know, Justin, I probably would have made more money working at McDonald's. He goes, but because of what you taught me, I know how to go after my goals. I know how to achieve what I want in life. And I have you to thank for that. And in that moment, I went, well, wait, hold on. That was the most empowering thing I've ever heard. And that is my purpose in life. And there were a number of failed businesses along the way that tried to accomplish that. And then obviously, you know, the podcast launch, and that's become my thing, right? And so casting is a way of life. I talk about it on stages. I help other people do theirs. I do mine and it does well. And, you know, that also came from a rock bottom moment of understanding that this horrible thing happened and now I need to put a purpose to that. And so there were a number of things along the way for me to find the right vehicle. But when I was 19 was that calling of like, here it is, man, this is what you're supposed to be here for. And it took 11 years for me to launch the thing that was the vehicle. And I think with me, it was just about being true and allowing life to give me the opportunity and the ability to do it over time. Because if I launched a podcast at 23, I wouldn't have had the message to talk about. If I launched a podcast at 29, I wouldn't have had the message to talk about. And therefore, it would have just fallen apart and just would have been another thing that failed. And so I really believe that all the moments in my life, especially the rock bottom moments, were the thing that really gave me that calling to say, this is what you need to do. And so that's why I kind of say to people like, look, I understand that you're sad right now. I understand it's really tough right now. And please feel those feelings. But there's probably something in here that you need to pay attention to. And I hope that you can hear whatever it's trying to tell you, because that's your purpose. And that's why you're here. And so for me, it was a long journey. Still is part of the journey, right? And so for me, it was just those many rock bottom moments that were like, here's your calling, dude. Like, grab the horse by the reins and let's go.
Beautiful. Well, is there anything else that you would like to drop into the ears of our listeners before we close the show? One more final nugget from you, Justin, and then we're going to say goodnight.
Yeah, whoever's listening, I mean, wherever you are right now in this moment, be happy with that, because that's exactly where you're supposed to be. And I hope that you choose the next right step that's going to lead you to whatever greatness you're trying to attain.
Beautiful. So thank you so much for being with us, Justin. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you think of this show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.